council prayer and acknowledgement of country, please. Almighty God, we who are gathered together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the Latchi Latchi people, and pay my respects to elders, both past and present. Thank you. You may be seated. I'd like to welcome everybody here this evening. I hope nobody turns up tomorrow night. I hope everybody realised that we were meeting on Wednesday because of Australia Day. And I hope everybody manages to get along to some celebrations tomorrow as well. We'll move to apologies. Do we have? There's no apologies. Confirmation of minutes at item 5, and that's for the ordinary council meeting held on the 15th of December 2016, and for the confidential council meeting held on the 15th of December 2016. Can I have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Clements. Councillor Poole seconded. Any councillor wish to speak against that motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Oh, that's got interesting. Item 7, notifications of absence. Is there any notifications of absence? Okay, we'll move to item 8. Is the mayoral report with recommendation at item 2? Can I have a mover for that recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Clements, and Councillor Poole again seconded. I'll put that motion. Those in favour? As against? The motion is carried. Item 9 is council reports, again with recommendation at item 2. Can I have a mover for that? Thank you, Councillor Brown. Seconder? Thank you. Councillor Cyril, I was going to say Councillor Anthony. That's. There's no further reports, just asking before we put that. Councillor Cyril?
Mr. Mayor, I received a call from a gentleman called Sam Tester. Sam works for the local Department of Agriculture and is responsible for the reporting of fruit fly infested fruits and trees. Sam has been working with our local laws officer, Sharkey, reporting any incidents of abandoned trees and fruit fly infested fruit, in which Sharkey is then responsible and has been issuing notices to the responsible person, which requires them to remove the fruit and or the tree. Sam's commended Sharkey's quick response and action to this report. However, his concerns were that people were ignoring the notice because there is no consequences as a follow. So my questions are, Mr. Mayor...
I think we'll carry that one over to question time.
Sorry. Okay.
But I would, take note of our council staff work. Yep. In follow-up, so yep. I'll take that as a report on that,
yes,
and further to that, I'll take that as a question very soon.
Thank you.
There's no further reports. I'll put that motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 10 is response to councillors' questions. The first one there is Councillor Clements regarding rate comparisons. Councillor Clements, are you happy with that response?
Yes, I am. I understand it will take some time to deliver a response to that.
Thank you very much. Item 11 is questions from councillors. Now I've got one from Councillor Cirillo. Any other questions? Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Councillor Cirillo, we'll start with your question.
My questions are, Mr. Mayor, does the council have the power to enforce and create a penalty as the current laws stand? Or can we as councillors create a resolution to have such a penalty or fine created? Thank you.
Who wants to take that one? Mr. George.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we'll take that question on notice.
Thank you. Councillor Thorburn.
Mr. Mayor, I've got a number of questions. The first one, through you, what's the current progress of the recreational project works at the Mildura Recreation Reserve? Have there been any unforeseen problems or obstacles which will delay part or any of the works to finish within the previous deadlines which were announced?
Mr. Horson, is that...
There's no delays to my knowledge.
No delays to our knowledge.
Next question, Mr. Mayor. Before the Walnut Avenue pedestrian railway crossing is closed, in lieu of the opening of the Langtry Avenue link, can there be a report and community consultation on whether this is the best option of a pedestrian crossing to close, or would it be better to close the lesser utilised pedestrian crossing behind the Mildura Arts Centre Theatre to satisfy the requirements of Vic Track, is it?
It is. Or Mr. Horse, we'll take that one on notice, Councillor Thorburn.
Next question, Mr. Mayor. When can councillors put forward new items for consideration in the 2017-18 council budget?
Mr. Parham.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The budget process for 17-18 has commenced. We're working through some processes internally at the moment, and that will be coming to council very shortly. I believe it will be in February, where that will be presented to councillors and the option for what we've put into that.
Just two more, Mr. Mayor. Can we keep a record of the number of illegal signs displayed advertising the monster trucks that have been removed, and what are the penalties under our existing bylaws?
Mr. George, what's your area?
Yes, again through you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Thorburn, again, I'll take that question on notice. Any of the record keeping for the first part of the question, however, is any of the record keeping is via council's record management system around these investigations and infringements. So there is a record of all activity with the local laws team, but with regards to the fines, I'll take that on notice.
One last question, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor.
Seeing we've confirmed the minutes of the last meeting, following a resolution of council on the tourist and events grants, which called for an item to be further investigated, could the report into the Mildura Harness Club application for a chairlift to the Ray Hepworth Centre be presented in writing at the February forum of council?
Mr. Horson.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we will be happy to report back on that at the next forum.
Thank you. Councillor Eckel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, further to Councillor Thorburn's question in regards to those inappropriate signage of the monster trucks around, through you to Mr. George, are bylaws officers taking those signs down?
I actually have had asked that question and been told yes when they've been made aware of them, they have been taken down. Is that correct, Mr. George?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, that's correct.
Any further questions? Okay, thank you. We'll move to item 12, notices of motion. There are no notices of motion. Item 13, management reports. Councillor Brown?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I have a slight change to the published library services review. It's only slight, it's still basically the same message. The council seek community feedback on the following recommended actions from the review of library services before reporting back to council. The issues are: develop a place-based library from council's AN service centre, develop a place-based library service from an existing building in Murrayville, deliver a weekly pop-up library service to Underwood Wapia, deliver a weekly pop-up library service to Werribee Lake Loughrane, close the Orimple facility and develop an alternate library service model for the Orimple area, including an enhanced home library service. Increase staff visit the kindergartens and provide technology services. I'd be happy to move that motion.
I've got a mover. Is there a seconder for that motion? Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Does any councillor wish to speak against that motion? Councillor Cullen.
Yes, I have a question.
Yeah, I'll take the question.
That relates to the motion itself. Am I allowed to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Whether or not we would be able to make a further change to that in relation to the fifth dot point stating that we...
Do you wish to propose an amendment?
Yes. Can I do that when there's already a proposal?
You can, yeah. you can propose an amendment to, which is what you're asking.
Sure, I wasn't sure about the terminology.
Yes.
Your answer is
yes.
Okay, all right, good. So, endorsing what Councillor Brown has said, to make a further amendment to dot point 5, to remove reference to the closure of the Oracle Library and instead state to defer a decision on the future of the Oracle Library for 12 months until the effect of a change in opening hours can be ascertained.
Have you got a seconder for that amendment? Yes, thank you, Councillor Modica. Councillor Brown, are you happy for that amendment to be included in your original motion?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, so we will then debate the amendment.
Yep.
Yeah, so Councillor Cupo, if you could open the debate.
Thank you.
I've asked Councillor Brown as a mover of the original motion and he opposed it, so I'll ask Councillor Cupo to speak to the amendment.
Sure, and firstly I'll just say that I think that the suggestion made in the original amendment is a good one, which I would support as well. I think that in relation to the recommendation overall, however, that there is considerable anxiety about the closure of the fixed location for Oracle, and that because of that it would be good in terms of goodwill with the Oracle community if we were able to take out the fairly jarring term of closure, to be able to identify a grace period where they would be able to work on growing community support for the library. I think in relation to the Mallee Track Library, I'm more comfortable with even endorsing that particular action because the replacement services seem quite substantial and the savings are also substantial. With the Arimpa Library, I think it's a slightly different case where the replacement services may not be quite as substantial as producing fixed locations as at the Mallee Track. And further to that, the savings aren't as significant. So all things considered, I think it would be a good gesture to the Oracle community if we could remove that closure reference and alter it according to my suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Modica.
I'd just like to further back up Councillor Cupper's overview of the situation in regard to giving the community an opportunity to have the 12 months to give their effort back to the library to see if it has some form of bounce back in the utilisation of the facility.
Thank you. Councillor Brown, speaking against the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Mann. Excuse me. Look, there's nothing really wrong with this except you're about 2 months too early in my view. We're going to have community consultation. Community consultation bring out all sorts of things like such as this, which I'm not anti the thoughts. I just think tonight's motion is purely to place stuff before the community, not to make alterations halfway through after while the review hasn't been presented to the public. Thank you.
Any other councillor wish to speak for the amendment? Councillor Clements.
I'd like to support Councillor Brown's amendment. Course, which is quite logical, but I also think that the closure of a library that I recall is a backward step for any community, any closure of any library. I accept that the attendance numbers are low and that it probably needs to be closed the way it currently stands because of its usage, but I firmly believe that we as a council need to do everything we can to try and improve that. And I've not read or seen anything that indicates any level of significant input into trying to increase numbers of attendances at that particular library. What I would like to see in support of Councillor Cupper's recommendation is that over a 12-month period, a committee is formed or some sort of a group is formed that will work intensively to try and build this library service into something more user friendly or increase the numbers of attendances to be more reasonable. And if that fails at the end of 12 months, then we can review the situation with a view to closing the library, as is the case here. I understand Councillor Brown's argument in relation to the fact that we're putting this out to the community now for their discussion, but what we're putting out to the community for discussion is the prospect of closing the library. What I would like to see the community discussing is how they can save the library, and I think we're saving something like $200,000 on the rest of the library plan, and the library at, I remember, costs I think about $70,000-something. So we're still in front financially as far as the council goes, and it's only a 12-month period in which the Environmental Progress Association, the council, the library staff, everyone can do everything they can. They can develop a plan to try and make this library more viable. If that fails in 12 months' time, then so be it. But I think that the community at Environmental deserve us giving them a crack at trying to make this library work. On that basis, I think putting a review out to the community with the word close the Oriental facility is probably, in my view, inappropriate at this time.
Thank you, Councillor Clements. Councillor Thorburn speaking against the amendment.
Mr. Mayor, I agree a little bit with, certainly agree with Councillor Brown that it's probably, this is a little bit, the amendment is a little bit preemptive. Because I'm going to surprise a few people. I actually believe the staff have done an excellent job on assessing the whole situation, because I have read every single word that's been in front of available in the last in the last couple of days, and this topic has been around for quite some time. In fact, probably about 10 months. And what the staff did suggest to do was to look at it. We talked about aspects of this down at Oyen at a meeting some time ago last year, and then the staff suggested that they needed to go out to the public to find out what they could see as a way forward with library services along the Murray Track and at Irimple. So the staff have had all of these meetings, and what they've done, and it's in this, in the document, you know, they've gone to the people and they've listened to their concerns, they've listened to suggestions, they've listened to what suggestions the staff had to try and save on economies, and they've come up with a report. Now, the only thing I wasn't satisfied with, and I'll talk about it later, was that I didn't want to endorse it at this stage. What I did want to endorse, and do endorse, is the fact that it is still to go out for more public consultation. Now, that was quite evident. I went to the Trots meeting last night, and I was besieged by people about this very topic. Now, it's pretty serious when people are more worried about the library service and what we were going to do to their library ahead of them backing a winner. But the thing is that I said to them, well, look, it's still in the consultation process. You know, all we're doing is saying, well, these are the options. The last time we spoke at Oyen, there was nothing about a 2,000 book library out at Murrayville. There was nothing about pop-ups along the way. There was nothing about suggested 10 months ago about the enhanced service for Irimple. So there's been this progress, and it's come between the staff and the people of the district. Now, here it comes here tonight, and I believe that it's quite clear that this has come to us with the idea that it's now, these are the recommendations that have come out of all these consultations, and now it goes back to the community for further advice, and then, in maybe couple of months' time, as Councillor Brown says, it'll come back, and that's when we have to make a decision. That's why I'm not going to look at financial things about it today, because it's preemptive. When it all comes back from the further consultations, then I'll have a look at it, then I'll make a decision. All I want to make a decision tonight and prepared to make is a decision that the recommendations as gathered from the consultations go back to the community, so there are further consultations. They may raise other issues, obviously they will, and then the staff will assess those and eventually will come back with something that we'll vote on in a couple of months' time. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Any other council wish to speak for the amendment or against? Thank you, Councillor Eccle.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I had something else prepared, didn't I? It was going to go this way, but I just want to support what Councillor Thorburn said, and just pick up on what Councillor Cupp said in regards to goodwill. I don't think we need to create any goodwill here. The situation is that this is a fabulous report. It has started since May of last year with the sustainability report. If I really wanted to go down to the hard facts, that the Rimple community knew back then and before then, I was only speaking to one of the residents today, goes back to around about 1990 when it was may have been first suggested that that the Rimple Library would go. I don't know that as a fact, but that was said to me. Now, the issue is that we've had this period, nearly 10 months now, since that went out and the word was out there in the streets and about the Rimple Library being in a mix of things. And we had the situation during the year where in July and August we had the closure of our own library, and we even saw that the visits spiked a little bit there, but negligible in the overall visitations for the year to date. So that aside, the main important issue from my perspective, and if I have to speak on it later I will, but I look at this as holistic. To grab out Irimple or Oyen or Mallee Track or the Milawa is wrong, because the whole exercise is based around the holistic delivery of library services to this area. And I've been in council long enough to know the rationale behind keeping Irimple open or spending more money in the Irimple area from that perspective will mean that a reduced service will have to be given to the Mallee Track. And I don't really would like that process to happen, because we are affecting the most vulnerable communities along the Mallee Track. The Rimple population have a library in Redcliffs, have a library in Mildura. There's implementation of strategies to assist the people in the Rimple area, in here, in the paper, in the directions paper, and to have anything done to our Mallee Track to reduce what I believe is a terrific plan. Councillor Greg Brown had real issues with his particular Mallee Track initially, with the delivery of the library services and the mobile library going, and the turnaround. Because of the consultation that's been done throughout, the turnaround and the rationale behind providing the services along the Mallee Track is just terrific. And what I really like about it too is that it's not only about library services. If you look throughout the report, the kindergartens come into play. We haven't got a strategy like that. And so what do we lose? We lose the grassroots of where our education should be, and providing services to our youth and not to our young. And I just believe that this whole report, to take anything out of it, means that it'll be demeaning in another area. And I'm very, very cautious about that, and particularly the money that's gone into it from a ratepayer's perspective, which is imperative. I know, to bring up a report of this nature for such an important issue. But what we also got to consider that the state government play a hand in this. 50% we used to get state government funding. What do we get now? 18%. Cost shifting, once again. It's just wrong. And we're council's got to carry the load. So, I'm voting against the amendment due to the issue that, first and foremost, that it needs to go out to the community once again, because as Councillor Thorburn suggests, other ideas might come forward, and we need to run this through the process, not pull it up halfway through.
Thank you, Councillor Eckel. Any other councillor wish to speak for or against the motion? Thank you. Councillor Pearl speaking against the motion.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I agree with and support what's been said with regards to the quite significant sustainability review that's been taking place. I think since the 2014 strategy for this is what we're currently processing. And as Councillor Eckel said, yes, the state government funding is even down to 17% now. And we've also unfortunately seen a decrease of about 50% usage in the Orangeville facility. Also within that directions paper, specifically relative to the Orangeville Library, it said it has now been considered unviable for the options such as alteration of opening hours, and that was from the research that has already been done via community consultation in Orangeville. So I think that's the point that we're trying to sort of discuss right now. And I read this that that's actually already been done.
Thank you. Councillor Cirillo, did you want to speak? Before I ask Councillor Cupper to sum up, I would make the following comment, and that's on the motion, even the amendment itself, that councillors read the motion carefully, because the motion says that councils seek community feedback on the following recommended actions from the review of the library service before reporting back to council. If you change, point five is what it is. It is a recommended action from the review of the library service. If you change point five, it's actually not a recommended action of the library service, which creates a difficulty in itself. So I'll just make that point and ask Councillor Cupper to close the...
So does that mean it's an invalid proposal?
Well, as I read it, it just doesn't read right. Because what the motion is about is the recommendations from the review of the library service. Those recommendations can be reported back to the council after they've gone back out of the community again, and then I would suggest make a decision. But that item five, as I see it, the amendment isn't one of the recommendations of the review of the library service.
So is it... I just don't want to be inadvertently treading on...
I'm alerting you, and in the closing of the debate, the decision is yours.
Sure, but I'm seeking advice on that, because I need advice on that. So is it an invalid proposal, or is it not?
The way I said it, the amendment isn't... The way the start of the motion is...
I understand what you're saying, but you're not answering my question, which is whether that makes it invalid.
I'm seeking some clarification. Because,
well, in some ways, through you, Mr. Mayor, what you're saying is... I understand what you're saying in terms of that your the proposed change that Councillor Cupper is suggesting doesn't match up with the first sentence,
yeah,
which refers to the Library Service Review, which isn't the recommendation of what the conclusions are from the Library Service Review, and then we're referring to the point five as a dot point from that. The mayor is suggesting is that that's out of context, but I think what Councillor Cupp is saying is that she's changing that, and I guess then we have to wordsmith the other arrangements around that change. So there has been worse written recommendations at council and we've had to work around them in the past. So I take the point that the mayor is correct in the sense.
I take the point. So I guess what I'm doing at the moment is just changing the spirit.
I get the
knock-on effect with the...
All I was doing was alerting you to...
And I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't walking into clear-cut, unlawful...
Just before you close the debate, I'll ask... Councillor Thorburn had a question. Councillor Cupper.
I take on board what people are saying about the preemptive or the perceived preemptive nature of raising this today. However, I think the discussion is preemptive. The word closure is preemptive in itself. So I think we're already in that space, which is why I think it's relevant to consider whether or not it's appropriate, given that this is going out for consultation again, to have such a loaded term in that particular recommendation. I think that what would be better, it's one thing to have recommendations, I think, which are enhancing a service or talking to enhancing a service. I feel more comfortable with that. But when it's about closing a service, I think that is too strong a preemptive strike, particularly when a community is deeply emotionally attached to this particular service. It has great practical value as well. I think that we owe the community different wording in this case, and to leave the door open for turning this thing around rather than really preempting something which is irreversible and quite extreme. I also take on board the theme that Councillor Eckel picked up on, which is the point here of this sort of a proposal. Councillors over the last term and this term have put enormous pressure on officers to find cost savings, to put downward pressure on rates, and I completely understand that context, and I've been arguing for that as well, and so I appreciate that the tension this causes in terms of, well, we're asking for cost reductions, and when something's proposed, then we resist them. So I wanted to flag that and acknowledge that, but I think that while we do need to look at ongoing subsidies for poorly performing services because of the broader obligation to ratepayers, I think when we're talking about service closures or potential service closures or rationalisation or however you want to say it, we need to treat that with a great deal of care and sensitivity. And I think by putting a loaded term like closure in a document before it's even completed its consultation is not appropriate and is quite insensitive. In terms of the comments that Councillor Eckel made, I'm still trying to process those, but I think that is misleading in the sense that we create an impression that we're playing one service off against the other. This is part of the reason why I think that possibly in future we need to look at these two library services separately, because attached to them are very different and separate considerations. To leave the door open, and that's all we're doing, because this is subject to consultation, we haven't made a decision yet, but to leave the door open for Orinco to extend for 12 months to try and turn this ship around, that doesn't mean less resources go to the Mallee track. That's not how it's worded, that's not how it's presented, that doesn't happen. So I just wanted to clarify that. For the reasons outlined, I think it would be appropriate, and in terms of goodwill for the honourable community, I think to remove that loaded term. Let's go out for this round of consultation from a much more neutral point of view, without such a negative connotation, because I think it's quite unnecessarily unsettling to the honourable community. That's my view. Thanks.
Thank you. I'll now put the amendment. Those in favour? Those against? The amendment is lost. We'll go back to Councillor Brown's motion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Are there any councillors wish to speak against that motion? No. Is there any councillor wish to speak to the motion, given that there are no objections?
Well, I haven't spoken yet, so should I be given that opportunity?
I've just given it to you.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
throughout the Mallee, Namilla and Orimbal, there's been very much a library services review. This motion is not a motion to change library services immediately, which is to learn from those reviews. This is to seek feedback from the community on suggested change to the Orimbal and mobile libraries. The community will be consulted during February throughout the municipality. The feedback from the community will determine whether their changes may occur. The recommendations are quite different from the original proposals and worthy of consideration. The original proposal was virtually a computer model postal system. There are pluses and minuses throughout the recommended actions. After the consultations, interested parties can forward submissions. Council will determine what action will be taken, probably in April. Previously to Millewa, and I want the officers to take notice of this, previously to Millewa, i.e. Coleraine Werrimal, were consulted by phone only, which I objected at the time. I asked for a venue and the Millewa to be used for further consultation on this very important subject. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Brown. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. We'll move to item 13.3, which is adoption of... 13.2, sorry. Adoption of S5, Instrument of Delegation, with a recommendation at item 2. Do I have a mover for that recommendation? I have a mover. If there's no mover, that motion lapses.
I'll move an amended motion, Mr. Mayor.
I'll take an amended motion.
It is exactly the same, except that where it says in the contract, CEO contracting, on page 54, section 5, number 1, awarding a contract exceeding the value of $500,000. Instead of $500,000, leave it as it is now at $250,000.
Okay, do I have a seconder for that motion? Who won that race? Councillor Cirillo.
Yeah, man.
Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Okay, we'll move to item 13.3, which is the adoption of S11A, Instrument of Appointment and Authorisations. What have we got up on the board? With a recommendation at item 2. Can I have a mover for that recommendation? Councillor Clements, do we have a seconder? Councillor Brown, any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item, 13.4 is the quarterly management report with a recommendation at item 2. Can I have a mover for that recommendation, please? Councillor Cirillo, can I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Eckel. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 13.5 is the setting of mayoral and council allowances with a recommendation at item 2. Councillor Brown has moved that. Can I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Cupper. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried. Item 13.6 is use of land for restricted recreation facility, personal training and yoga studio, 7 Pevensey Court, Pevensey Grove, Mildura. There is a recommendation there at item 2. Do I have a mover for that, Councillor Eckel? Is there a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Cupper. Any councillor wish to speak against that motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 14 is urgent business. Thank you, Councillor Thorburn.
I wish to admit an urgent business motion being that the motorsports business case be presented to Council for a decision at the February 2017 Council meeting. I would like to move that we admit this matter.
Do I have a seconder for that? Thank you, Councillor Eckel.
Do you want me to move the motion now?
We'll deal with that motion. Whether councillors are happy to admit it. Is there any councillors wish to speak against that? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. So we'll admit that. Councillor Thorburn, if you can read your motion.
I'll read the motion. It's a simple one. I move that the motorsports business case be presented to council for a decision at the February 2017 Council meeting.
And you got a seconder for that motion? Thank you, Councillor Brown. I'll take a question.
What is it that we're going to be voting on? Just to endorse it or to accept it?
Yeah, it's a request, as I understand it, to have that brought to the February meeting of council for a decision by council.
Would that not have just come from an officer recommendation anyway, though? Why are we going to do it through urgent?
Well, Councillor Thorburn is quite welcome to put a motion. Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Oh, Councillor Cupper. Okay, Councillor Thorburn, if you would begin the debate, please.
Mr. Mayor, it's not a debate about the actual what's happening out there. It's simply that this has been around for such a long time, and in fact it goes back. We were actually, I think you've got a different figure than I have. I remember asking about it, and it was going to be delivered, Councillor Eckel, I think in July 2015, the business case. Certainly it's got bigger as it goes along. Then I think you asked, and it was going to be brought to us, the business case, the document, in July of last year. It was then going to come up in October, but there was a launch of it, that people knew about, you know, there was further consultation. Then we came to a forum. I think it was said then that it was going to be at the January meeting, which is this meeting. But at the last minute, when it went to the forum the other day, they came up and it was delayed again because there had to be some 3D work. Now, the reason why I've got it here is the fact that this is a project that we want government and private enterprise to fund most of it, and I believe that you know, Mr. Broad, our local member, is anxious to get a copy of this business report because there's just been an announcement that there's some grants that this project should be or could be, if council in the near future decide to submit as one of our major documents to get funding out of. I know that, Mr. Mayor, you've had talks with Mr. Molino and other people in Melbourne that are looking for this business case, and we keep delaying it. But there's also private people in town that want to see this business case. We have got the person who's put millions of dollars into the Taylor Bend one. It's got business interests here in Mildura. I believe you've spoken to him. I certainly have seen him around town.
I'll probably get you to restrict your comments to what you know, Councillor Thorburn, and not put any words in my mouth.
Okay. Well, I know that Taylor Bend started at the same time as Mildura, wanting to get a motorsport complex. They've already got some government funding, they've got private funding, they've got the black strip down. We started off with Swan Hill. Swan Hill got some money and built a drag strip. They got funding through Peter Walsh because he was the local MP over there, and we missed out there. This is how far it goes back.
but we can't delay it any longer. We just have to get it here. And the minute the people in the government don't worry about a 3D thing that's holding it up. We just want the business plan. We want it at the next council meeting. And then we can have a look at it and approve it. And then we can take it to government. That's what the business plan's about.
I wouldn't preempt approving it either, council thought.
We can give it to people. We can show it to people and they've got something to work on. Otherwise, it's all talk and there can be no action. And that's what I'm frustrated about. I'm totally frustrated about this project. And I'm not one that goes to motorsport. I occasionally go out to Olympic Park and as far as your cars and everything. But all I know is I can see what the public think about motorsport because I go over there occasionally to see they have a big, you know, they have their show and shines and you can see not just how many visitors there are, you can see how many locals get involved. You know, you only have to go out to Redcliffe for the Grundon Park and they had all the motorbike riders down at Hattie. You can see what motorsport does.
Got 1 minute left, Councillor Feldman.
Well, I've just about finished. All I want to do is see, without any further delay, that this business plan comes back to us next month so we can deal with it, pass it, and get it out there to the people who are likely to either fund or not fund. But if we don't get it out there, there's no hope of either happening. All we'll do is just run around in circles like we've done for what, how many years? Councillor Eccles, 5 years.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Councillor Eccles. Councillor Brown, sorry, second.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. This delay because of the 3D promo is really a shame because this thing has been going for a long time and that's the only thing that's delayed. I think we should bring it up for the next meeting. I actually thought it was coming to this meeting. But the 3D promo sort of took precedence and really and truly it shouldn't be delayed any longer. Councillor Thorburn summed it up very well.
Thank you, Councillor Brown. Councillor Cutler?
I concur with what Councillor Thorburn was saying about, you know, the value of the motorsport proposal, and I think it's exciting, and I don't attend motorsports myself either, but I know that a lot of people do, and I'm supportive of it. But the insinuation that things are at a standstill, or that, you know, the report's not moving, or whatever. So I don't want to put words in your mouth, but whatever it was you were trying to convey, I don't think is fair. I think there has been along the way, you know, landmark events where we've seen the progress. As you mentioned, that we had the preliminary business case presentations just after the election, I think, which wasn't long ago. It's a huge project. It's a huge undertaking. The business case is intricate and detailed and complicated. I think if it's not ready, it's not ready. If our best advice is to have 3D, whatever it might be, to help aid the promotion of that report, well then let's take that advice. Let's get that done. When it's released, we want it to be released with the maximum impact possible. We don't want it to be half-baked. We don't want it to be rushed. I think that, you know, let's work, in this case, let's work in consultation with the officers and let's find out. If it's not going to be necessarily ready by February, maybe it's going to be ready by then anyway. I don't know. I don't know the background to this. But I think we may inadvertently set ourselves back if we set an arbitrary deadline now. If that deadline can't then be met, and if we're not putting our best foot forward. So that's why I won't be supporting a rush job on the motorsports business case. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Cupper. Any other council wish to speak for the motion? For the motion?
Yeah.
Again, Councillor Eccles.
Yeah, I don't need to get up the soapbox because it's common sense, and I do believe the underlying factor and the elephant in the room is that it's going to be ready for February anyway. But I think Councillor Thorburn's urging businesses to make sure that that's simple as that.
Thank you, Councillor Eccles. Councillor Clements, speaking against the motion.
I agree with everything that Max says. Councillor Thorburn says. But I also agree with Councillor Cutter. I think that the business case is the culmination of all the work that's been done up to this point. And I think if you then present something that's less than your very best, you're setting yourself up for a fall. Hopefully it'll be ready in February for the February meeting, but I don't think that it's fair or reasonable to put pressure on council staff to do that, and in doing so then have them present something less than the best that it could possibly be to try and obtain the funding that will be required.
Thank you, Councillor Clements. Any other councillor wish to speak for the motion? Against the motion? I'll ask Councillor Thorburn to close the debate.
Well, I'll be very brief, Mr. Mayor. I just want to reiterate what Councillor Eccles said. The thrust of this is to make sure that it happens at the February meeting. It was actually, well, it was launched to the public kind of when we're in caretaker mode in October, and we really need this business case to progress it because, well, quite honestly, Council, we haven't got any money to put into this project at the moment and possibly for the next couple of years for reasons that we all know that we've committed it to other areas. And so it's imperative that we get it out to other people who have got the money and, I believe, the desire to invest in this particular project, whether it be state government, federal government, private enterprise, CAMS, you can name a whole lot of people that are definitely waiting, and I say waiting for this business case, and they've been waiting for it for over 12 months. And so the whole intent of the motion is that we get it and release it, pass it, and get it to the people who can fund it, because for the next couple of years, Mr. Mayor, we haven't got the money in our council coffer to do it.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. But on that note, our council officers work extremely fast. And in fact, as of 2 days ago, it will be at the February meeting. But councillors, I've just conferred with Mr. Horson, and there must be a glitch in the email somewhere, because his shows are going out on the 23rd, that it will be at the February meeting, and it hasn't come through to our email, so we've just compared notebooks. So I'd like to thank Mr. Horson for his quick response to
three
that motion.
3 days before the question, Mr.
Yeah, that's extremely quick. That's efficiency for you. So I think we've settled that matter one way or the other. Now I'll move on to, it was an interesting debate too, thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Item 15 is other matters. There aren't any, other than maybe IT, we'll talk to them. And 16 is public questions. Do we have any public questions, Mr. Farrell?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we do. We've received a number of questions and statements from Maria Rydell. They're across three topics, so I'll just address one of them, which is in regards to the passenger train, and then I'll ask Mr. Horson to address the issues around the library and also a planning matter. In regards to the question around the passenger train, there's three pages of various questions and statements which would be impossible to just answer on the spot now, so what we'll do is we'll reflect these questions and statements in the minutes and we'll prepare answers and provide those back. And I'll just ask through you, Mr. Horson, to address the other two questions.
Thank you, Mr. Horson.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I'll try and interpret these questions the best I can. One is in regard to C89, which I'm sure councils are very familiar with, and it's a question around required land around the Arimple Primary School near the Arimple Secondary School. That LDRZ at a minimum 1 acre size. And the question is, do councillors understand that state planning law states that if LDRZ can be serviced right away, the minimum lot size should be logically half an acre? Why the variation? All I can say to that question is I can't answer the question of whether councillors understand. However, C89 has been through an exhaustive process And C89 is a responsibility of the state government to administer the actual approval or non-approval. We do all the strategic work which is put to them, whether they agree with council or not on what her recommendations are. And in regard to C89, the minister chose not to necessarily agree entirely with what our recommendation was to them. So really it's a question for the state government in regard to how they're administering or told us the amendment for C89. So I can't really shed any further light on that one. And with regard to whether council understand, that would be a question to individual councillors, and I guess they can choose to respond to that if they wanted to. The other one here is in reference to the library. Has council looked at the Wentworth, Dett and Baronga libraries? Is the question. And then it goes on to make a number of statements around that they work well and so forth. Specifically, we were doing benchmarking across a lot of Victorian libraries, and we did extensive work with there. I'm not aware whether we looked specifically at Dedden and Baronga. However, we can have a look at that in the next phase of consultations. But we certainly did extensive benchmarking across all the Victorian libraries, and that reason is because we've obviously got Victorian funding as opposed to state New South Wales. The other one is in regard to libraries, but there is a lot of statements and I haven't been able to actually find the question. So I think we'd have to take that as a statement, but it's around how important libraries are and what the actual... can you see a question there, Rich? I can't. Isn't Arimpel expanding? Is a question, and there's a question mark. Yes, Arimpel is expanding, but interesting to note that the vast majority of the population in Arimpel aren't necessarily using the Arimpel Library. They're actually using the Mildura Library or the Redcliffe Library. So, if the question is around that population, yes, Arimpel is expanding significantly, but the usage of the library is continuing to decline, which is obviously the issue. We can respond to that in writing, that one in regard to the statements might be best there.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll now take a motion to move into confidential business. Thank you, Councillor Brown, seconded Councillor Eckel. I'll put that motion, those in favour. Before we do that, I'll read through the items. Confidential report 17.1 is section 89.2H. Any other matter which the council special committee would consider. 17.2, again section 89.2H. 17.3 is a contractual matter in section 89.2D. 17.4, section 89.2D, contractual matter. 17.5 is section 89.2D, contractual matter. 17.6, section 89.2D, contractual matter. I'd like to thank everybody for their attendance here this evening. We'll just take a very brief break to allow the public to leave before we deal with these matters. I just wish everybody a good day tomorrow. Please remember that there's plenty of Australia Day activities, and in Mildura they start at 8 o'clock down at the riverfront, but in all the other communities there's something there, so please enjoy the day tomorrow. Thank you very much.